And the first time that Ajahn Chah went to, say, Ajahn Sumedho told the story of him going to England and left Ajahn Sumedho in England to establish the first monastery there. When Ajahn Chah came back to Ubon, the province and his home town for, to his monastery, his home monastery, when he arrived at the train station in the morning, there was probably thousands of people at the station waiting to receive him. He'd been away for a couple months and he was missed. People loved him. And the people were waiting at the station, and then and all of us, the monastery, we left Wat Pa Phong, we went to the station to meet him. And then we started walking alms round from the train station. And then people just started lining up along the roads to make offerings. And we must have walked for like through the town and then out towards the monastery. Probably a couple kilometers before people started to peter out. Because word started to spread. Oh, the Ajahn Chah's back in the monastery. And then people were coming from all over to make offerings. And it was just extraordinarily touching. And that's the sense of the effect, I think, that Ajahn Chah had of just, it's not, wasn't just sort of the monastic community, it was a huge effect on the lay community.